This is CliffCentral.com.
I think I made it. What's up, everybody? Whoa. Shout out J. Cole and Baz for that banger. What's up, everybody? It is Thursday show. I was about to say it's Friday. It is actually Thursday, and you are live with the Millennial Gen Show. What's up, everybody? So it seems like I'm running things solo dolo. Adair's on his grind at DMG. Zinhle's got a test. And Mark is just MIA. But no worries, because I am the best out of all of us. I still have more heat, more fire, more flames, more everything lined up for y'all today. So we actually have some super dope guests for you today, no lie. I mean, as always, but like, needs to be said. So our guest today, while in the booth right now, I got the homie Foreign.
In the booth.
What's up? What's up, G?
Are you, bro?
Are you good?
I'm good, bro. How you doing?
Dog, I can't complain. I'm really happy, man. I love doing the show. It's fun. The sun is shining. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah,
I look swag
now
as
I'm
shit,
your
man.
Energy, bro. I'm
you know?
Energy,
so
bro.
We got to see in there that loser Mark just showed up late now. Yeah, you. But yeah, tell the. Why don't you introduce yourself a little bit?
Oh, wait,
tell
man.
The people who you is.
I'm Foreign, guys. My name is Foreign, you know. I am the future, you know.
Ooh,
I am
shit.
The future. Yo,
bars no, already, dog.
You know,
God
listen
damn.
To me, you know, pay attention today, you know. I'm here to share more about myself, more about my music, you know. Coming from the med student here, guys. Yeah.
Oh, shit, so you're a med student?
Straight up, bro.
Damn, shit, so you smart yeah. and talented. God right, damn,
bro.
Dog.
I'm all right.
All right, so let's start with the music thing.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us how long you have been doing this music thing for.
You won't believe I've been doing music for about a year now. A year yesterday.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yo, and actually for our regular listens, y'all should know him, because when you had the homie Sinatra Ocean on the show, which was maybe like 4 weeks back, maybe a little less than that, but he actually played us a song where this nigga sang and shit. Man's got the pipes, dog.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
So what got you into this music thing?
Yo, man, actually a whole bunch, man. My cousin's actually the first one who actually was like, yo, man, you write poems, you write poetry.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember back when we were kids, you could sing. Why didn't you try sing? And when I was in med school, because like in med school, man, there are no competitive sports, man. You know,
yeah.
It's a different vibe, it's a different scene altogether. And I'm so competitive and I love doing things that challenge me. And I didn't have that edge. You know, I didn't have that anymore. So I was like, you know what? Let me try music. Let me try write music and let's see where it's going to take me.
Yes,
that's that, bro.
That's really cool, man. So, okay, tell us a bit about the type of genres you like to explore.
Oh, man. Okay, so, like, I'm a singer, right? A singer, and I occasionally rap. But because of my background and everything associated with me, I love to dab in everything, you know? So, trap soul is what I do. But whenever I myself perform the music, I like to call it trap fusion. It's a fusion of many different sounds, man. You give me a sound and I'll try my best.
And you make it work.
And I'll try, yeah.
That's
try
crazy, man. That's dope, right? Yeah. Okay. So, yes, you are on. What's up, Mark?
Thank Hello,
you
how
for
are
finally
you?
Joining us, you late bastard.
Oh, my God. No, you don't understand. I legit thought the show started at 12:30.
Yeah, dude, this switch up. Because they moved us to Thursday recently. We used to be on Friday at 3 p.m. So, they moved us to this slot now. Thank you to Cliff Central for not giving us the boot. Actually giving us. But, yeah, so there's a bit of confusion. But thanks for joining
okay.
us finally, Mark.
Even the guard tried to make me sign in. I was
dude,
like,
I was so good. I was like, dude, I've never had to sign in this place in my life. Ever. But anyways, moving swiftly along, dog. Okay. I had a question, but I completely forgot.
Okay, but who do we have here?
This is Foreign. This is the homie Foreign. He's he wasn't here for the Sinatra Ocean.
A pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you too, man.
Okay, so we know you've been doing music for a year.
Yeah.
We know you like trap soul.
Yeah.
Tell us about your creative process. How do you make music?
I let the music speak to me, man. So, like, literally, I play the music, I play the beat, the instrumental, and I sit there, and I let it speak to me, I let it tell the story, and then I just put pen to paper, and then I let it happen.
Nice.
That's okay. My creative.
I'm sorry, this is not you, hey?
No,
that's not me, bro.
That's not
okay. Him. I was just making sure, dude, like, I came in here, the show was started, I was told to come in, I'm just
you
very
you see what happens when you're late, man? Don't worry, Mark. I got this, man. Okay, how many songs have you made? How many songs have you got out there?
Out there about 7 mm-hmm. 3 on my EP, and I have 57 in total recorded this
what
past
the
year.
Fuck
Wow.
57 in a year.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I have 90 written, but 57 recorded.
Dude, that's more than one song a week.
Boy, say no more. You're about to do a live performance for us right now. We definitely jumping into this. Okay, so I've got Come Up Here lined up for your live performance.
Man.
Can we jump straight into that? Are you ready?
Do it, bro. I'm going to thingy because...
We just want to hear what you sound like.
Okay, this is me rapping. Come Up is a rap song to show people that I can do conscious rap too. I can... Yeah.
That's dope. Okay. Let me line up this beat, right?
Yeah, just make it louder here.
Nice. All right, hit it, my G.
Yeah. I imagine riding through the city in a coupe without a roof, just to say I really made a difference with the tools. Who were you if you were not the master of the rhythm and the blues? Mama's really proud of you, big bro, and I am too. And I am too. Mama's really proud of you, big bro, and I am too. Who were you if you were not the master of the rhythm and the blues? Steady on the come up. People back at home are looking on like I'm a startup. I'd be lying if I said the pressure hasn't caught up. Thinking if my rhymes will be enough to reach the corners, or will I be another nigga name around the corner? Pushing around a bag of weed. Give me 40 bucks for half a Grammy with a bunch of seeds. This shit here is crazy, nigga. Swazi ain't got none of these. How to bring the capital around like Steez? How will I go optimize the piece like Prime when I haven't even majored in these streets like time? I'm better off independent when I shine. I like to take pride in what's mine, cause mine is mine. Daddy says it takes a lot of fucking courage to try. Being a man in this position takes no ordinary guy. It's not an orderly life, it's full of rings and spikes. It doesn't sting, it bites. I know that it sounds extreme, but so are all the joys in life. You gotta go hard or go to bed with the poltergeist. You gotta go hard or go to bed with the poltergeist, yeah. I imagine riding through the city in a coupe without a roof, just to say I really made a difference with the tools. Who were you if you were not the master of the rhythm and the blues? Mama's really proud of you, big bro, and I am too. Mama's really proud of you, big bro, and I am too. Who were you if you were not the master of the rhythm and the blues? Me and my longtime girl, just when I separate ways, I wish her the best and I kinda wish she stayed long enough to see why the hustle had me at bay. Hey, hey, bay, I'm moving through the walls now, phantom of the day, running through the courtyards like I was delayed. Detained by the fear of what I do not know to be. It's weird cause I'm a dog now, hunting like a stray. I think I'll take that call now, I'll be on my way. 7 figures taller, 30 under 30 on the way. Hey, mama, I was born to be a star now. Look at me, I'm doing even better than everything I thought of. Can't believe that I thought writer's block was like a long drop. Took another look and realized it's the alarm stop. Nigga, you don't really need a mentor to be knocking out the whole park. Huh. I mean, sooner or later, I'ma be the one owning the whole block. Yeah. So I imagine riding through the city in a coupe without the roof. I imagine riding through the city in a coupe without the roof. Just to say I really made a difference with the tools. Who were you if you were not the master of the rhythm and the blues? Mama's really proud of you, big bro, and I am too. Mama's really proud of you, big bro, and I am too. Who were you if you were not the master of the rhythm and the blues? Yeah, man, let's come up.
Woo, shit, wow. Dude, shit. Well, first and foremost, let me apologize to the people because the orcs fucked out a little bit there. So there was a bit of that. There was some hectic static there. We could still hear the beat, dude. That was bars. Yeah.
Thanks, bro.
Sure. So tell us how long did it take you to string that thing together?
About 30 minutes, 45.
Oh shit! Damn. And the beat. Yeah, so bro. do you make your own beats? Or do you have, like, some producers?
I don't have time for that. So I ask and I go to the net. You know, and I go to the net. I find a beat. and I work on that. I purchase it. If I love it, if it's good enough, I purchase it and we roll with that. Or I ask one of my homies who produces Sinatra, for example, man, cook up a beat and then I just gel, man.
That's dope, yeah, dude. Shit, man. I dig the vibe of your music, bro. Because, I mean, obviously, I've heard a lot more than the listeners have heard, but we're going to play a couple of your songs, too.
Thank you.
But that's really cool, dog.
Yeah, bro.
Let's talk about this medicine thing, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Shucks. How did you get into this? Were you just a smart man?
No.
Actually, most people from Zim are smart, actually. Yeah, we know.
Oh, man,
this.
We're just hard workers, bro. Man, medicine. So, I'll tell you, when I was in high school, I was an all-round kid, right? The athlete, or whatever you call it. And so I was focused on athletics, man. Athletics was going to be my thing. Mm. Athletics was my career. That was the one that was going to take me places. I mean, I was already jumping nationally. It was a big thing for me.
Shit.
And then I broke my leg, bro. Grade 11, I broke my leg.
Fuck,
on
man.
The 16th of August.
What were you doing?
I was doing long jump.
Okay, that's okay.
So like, my first jump secured me the win. I won already. But my coach was like, yo, because my leg was actually sore.
So this is your coach's fault.
No, bro, it's not your fault, okay? Nah, it was supposed to happen, bro. It was supposed to happen like that. So like, I went in for my second jump and I jumped off my weaker leg the first time and it secured me the win. But I wanted to finish
you
it off as
better,
well, you
yeah.
know. So I went off now with my stronger leg, and then when I was doing the whole run up, and when you step on the white plank, that's when my leg broke. That impact, because 10 times your body weight.
Yeah.
You know, cricketers are the ones who are coming with this injury too. Yeah. So and I was like 83 kgs at the time, so it was like 830 kgs went down on me, bang, and my leg was. Like
dusted. But and I fucking feel your pain, G.
Bro,
like 2 years ago, I broke my knee. Dude.
For real?
Yeah, I bent my knee backwards and I fucked it up. I tore like 80% of the muscles and ligaments. Like it was a mess. So I feel your pain, dude.
Yeah, bro.
Shit,
it was messed up.
But damn, you had a whole entire sports career,
bro.
Dude. Fuck, man.
But you know, it was a blessing in disguise because in the pitch, man, I went through a series of emotions. I felt everything. You know, I literally felt everything. I was sad. I was angry. You know, I was kind of depressed, and then all of a sudden I was happy, man. I felt like there was a hand, God's hand touched my shoulder, bro, and he was like, calm down, chill, I've got this, your future is in my hands. And I went to the hospital, and after I saw what the doctors did to me, this was like after my emergency op, you know, I had a whole bunch of screws and stuff in me, and I was like, whoa, this is so cool, I want to do this. That's when it happened. That's when I was like, I'm going to become a doctor.
Jesus, talk about God's plan, man.
Yeah,
sure, talk about that. You know, that's one thing I really respect, you know, because I mean, we all go through tough times, but it's really how you bounce back from those tough times. And you bounce back hard, dog.
Yo.
How far into med school are you?
All right, let me tell you, this is the thing. So, I was in China for med school, 2016, end of 2016,
shit.
September. I left for China.
China.
And then, like, a month later, my dad lost his job. So, like, he fought the whole year, man, to save up my school fee for the next year.
Mm.
But, man, that didn't come up because we were living in Bots at the time because I grew up in Botswana.
Mm.
And then nothing happened, bro. And I was there at school and I was living with faith, man. I was like, you know, this is what God wants me to do. Anyways, I'm going to come out of this thing. Then, think about a day after my 20th birthday, my dad's like, yo, you might have to come back, and I haven't come up with anything yet. I'm like, what? He's like, for real, sometimes I don't work and it's a struggle, you know.
Mm.
So you have to understand. And I was like, nah, God's gonna pull through even on the last day.
Mm.
So on the day that my visa expired, man, I tried speaking to the school and so forth. They tried their best, but nothing came up. And on the day my visa expired, I left.
Mm.
On the 12th of October 2017, I left China to come back to Botswana. And I came back, man. So I've been sitting for a year, but I'm going back to med school. I'm praying to God. He's opened the doors, man. March. This March, I'm going back.
Dag. Faith can move mountains. For real,
dude. That's for sure.
That's some inspiring shit.
And March is not far away, bro.
It's really not far away. And you got the experience. You got to live in China, dude.
Yeah,
that's crazy,
dope,
boy.
Dope.
That's dope.
It's like some Karate Kid shit.
Anyways, Mark. But y'all, unfortunately, we're running out of time, so we got a couple more questions. Why don't you tell people where they can find you? Actually, before that, what's next for you? What's in the plans for fun?
All right, what's next is I want to drop some songs for the summer. You know, I've been working because, you know, I have so much time on my hands. I'm always working on music.
Mm.
I have some songs coming up for the summer, but according to my management, man, things are going well. So I might actually just drop another EP the summer for the people to hear. Just before I go to med school, man, I really want to drop something, something big. So to keep people, you know, excited and vibrant whilst I'm there killing my books, and then I'll come back with something later on.
Dude, that's so swag, man. Mm. Shit. Good luck with that. I hope you
I
do. Will, when you do release that shit, let us know.
I will, bro. Okay.
Let us know.
I will.
Where can people find you on social media, SoundClouds, all of that?
People can find me on Instagram at foreign97. And my foreign is spelled differently, guys. It's at foreign97. 97, you know, that's okay. On my Twitter, my Instagram, and on my Facebook, and, you know, and go on to Audio Mac, man, look for me, please, try out my three song EP, and if you're not satisfied with that, go on to SoundCloud, I have like 7 tracks there from the beginning, so, yeah.
All right, man, shit. Well, my G, thank you so much for your time, we're actually going to sign out with one of your songs. Would you prefer me to play Fit In or Insomnia?
Oh, that's a question. Aye, bruh. I love both of them.
You wanna flip
but Insomnia has been played so many times in so many places. So try Fit In, man. I don't think a lot of people have heard Fit In.
Okay. Yeah, all right. One more time. Thank you so much for coming through. We appreciate having you. Bro. Keep doing your thing. Keep fighting the good fight. And good luck in med school.
Thank you, bro.
I better hear from you when that EP drops.
Best believe you're going to call in from China, bro.
And we can even do that, dude.
Definitely.
All right, y'all. So, signing out, we got Foreign. Once again, thank you so much. We've got Fit In by Foreign. Enjoy, y'all.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, man. Oh shit, that was hard, dude. Man, fuck, that was crazy, dude. Shout out Foreign, that was a dope song. But yo, dog, we hit a young switch up for y'all. We got some new guests in the studio, and we got some talented motherfuckers in the booth, dude. For real. All right, players, why don't you guys introduce yourself, tell the people who you is.
Can I go?
Alright, go.
Alright, cool. Yo, what's up, everybody? I go by the name Beggar, better known as Bex. So, yeah, that's me.
Ah, that is just your name, dog.
Yeah.
Rub some sauce into it. Tell the people who you are. Tell them what you do.
Oh, well, geez, man. So, I'm an artist, bro. So, anything custom, that's me. On any medium, that's me.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and I'm starring on a reality show that we hooked up as friends. It's called Grandma Zinzi on YouTube.
Oh shit, I know that. And really the homie cool. next to you actually called that. So we're definitely gonna get into that.
Crazy ass views. So it's big.
That's dope, man. That's really cool. So we're gonna jump into you in a second. Sorry, Michi. So your thing that you started is called Vain Club, correct?
The Vain Club, yeah.
Yeah, what made you name it that?
Well, basically, bro, I just believe there's a sense of vanity in all of us, you know. So whether you like it or not, for the mere fact that you wake up every morning, you look at yourself in the mirror, and you're like, oh damn, the honeys are gonna love me today.
Damn,
you know what I'm saying? So I just figured, like, what I do is I just make anything come alive, bro. So I primarily sneakers. So I just figured that it's the perfect way, like it's the perfect name to name it Vain Club. So it's just to embrace the whole vain aesthetic.
Vanity,
just to embrace that whole thing, because it's seen as a negative thing.
Yeah,
but it's actually part of our lives. It's who we are. So let's just embrace the whole thing and live, man.
I like that.
Bars. Yeah. Okay. What's up, man?
I'm pretty nervous.
On
by
to
the
next one, dog. Tell the people who you is.
What's up, everybody? I go by the name Moralia Pablo Pala, and I'm basically a music video director. I've directed videos for the likes of Ricky Rick, Major League, Casper Nyovest, and I'm doing a reality show on YouTube, and it's like produced, directed, shot, and edited by myself.
Shit!
Wow! So you do everything.
Yeah.
So that's the Gram with Zinzi, right?
Yeah.
How long has that thing been going for?
It's been a year right now.
Shit.
Yeah.
And how did that idea come about? Would you just like do? Because I know you've done a lot of shooting and stuff for Zinzi before.
Yeah.
Like, you're basically her photographer, right?
Kinda.
I could say that.
Takes pictures of all of us.
I just don't call myself a photographer because I mainly do videos.
Yeah.
I'll just take a picture of you if we're like shooting something.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
That's dope, dude. Shit, you guys are fucking talented, dog. I've seen some of your videos, man. For reals, dog.
Like all my videos, I do like everything. Direct, edit,
like
shoot.
The whole process is you. That's great. Do you like have people who help you, or you do it solo, dolo?
It depends. On a pick you up set, it was mostly myself, right? And if it's like a big set, like Mafiki Zolo video, then I have.
Isn't
like,
that the one you just did? Hey.
Yeah. Yeah. It just dropped recently. That had like a crew of like 6 people, but I still did directing, editing, and the shooting.
So how long does it take you to do that whole process?
It depends. It depends. I can shoot a video today and edit it tomorrow and be done tomorrow.
Dude, that's crazy, man. Shit, yeah. You're hella talented, dog. All right, so tell us, what's the biggest music video you say you've worked on?
It has to be Ricky Rick, Pick You Up.
Shit.
Yeah, that's the biggest.
Dog, and that was a hard video. Shit, damn. Yeah. So, what, like, do you come up with the ideas for the music videos, the whole process, your creative director, everything?
It depends. It depends on who I'm working with. With, like, Pick You Up, like, we got together and we're like, yo, let's shoot on a Thursday. So I just found the location, we pulled up, and we just did it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like conceptualized. We just went there and we did it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like a run and gun type of thing.
Yeah. But it was really crazy, bro. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like,
it's like labor intensive or just like crazy dope?
No, like the outcome.
Yeah.
The outcome
straight.
Of like being spontaneous. Yeah.
Where can we find all of these videos? You must have a YouTube channel.
I have a YouTube channel, but they're mostly on my Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't post like on my page, right? If I shoot with Ricky, then it's going on Ricky's page.
Yeah.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
What's
your
Instagram?
My handle is Morale Bra.
Bruh.
Yeah, Morale Bra.
Oh, shit. Okay, so tell us. Let's ask Mr. Van Club, what got you into this art thing? Like, have you been an artist since way back?
It's actually very weird, bro. It started 2017 around this time. Basically, I was in like varsity and I was like, dude, going through the most. I was like, I wasn't in it. Like, I was like going through a very rough patch. And then I used to like do little doodles on denim jackets. I had no idea I could do this, so I just did little doodles on denim jackets. We took a couple of pictures and started getting a lot of attention. So I tried. I saw like a sneaker on Instagram. And I was like, yo, that's lit. I'd like to try to do that one.
Yeah.
And I literally just like got a couple of paint together and started painting on the shoe, and it was like crazy.
It was just dope.
And then I realized that I could actually like make a living off of this.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's how it started. It was like, I just believe that, dude, anything can be done. You just gotta do it before you actually do it physically. So it's done in the unseen before you do it physically.
It's all,
you know,
in
what I'm saying? Exactly. So I
like that. So it's all about the frame of mind thing.
Exactly. So I sat down and watched tutorials or whatever, and I just did it in my head, and then when I did it physically, it looked exactly like how I imagined it, and it looks clean. Like, the finish looks like it's from the factory, like that. So that's like the whole nice thing about it.
Dog,
it,
I got some ugly ass kicks, dog. And I'm gonna give them this.
Oh, word. Wait, hold up though. I only do brand new sneakers though.
Brand new sneakers.
It's gotta be brand new.
Yeah. Out of the box.
I have this pair of Air Force Ones, dog.
Yeah.
And I got them when I was younger. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking.
Yeah.
They're like red with like this crocodile snake skin. Dude, I don't know what the fuck I was thinking.
Sounds terrible.
But yeah, dog, but that's cool. That's cool, man. Yeah. Like, that's sick. How you just evolved into it. You were like, I dig what you said about the whole frame of mind thing. Because I mean, life is a mental thing.
Word.
Like, all the hardest battles are won in your mind before.
In,
you know?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So that was a bar, dog.
Yeah.
Nice.
Word.
All right. Mr. Pablo. That's your middle name, hey?
Pablo.
Pablo. Yeah, Pablo. Shit, my bad. Woo.
Pablo Escobar.
Damn.
Nah, Pablo. Pablo Pala.
Pablo Escobar. And then, so for you, how did you get into the videography thing?
Like, as soon as I was done with high school, I went like straight to film school, right? For like a year, I went to AFTER, and then like in between all of that, I decided to like start doing it for myself, cause I didn't like being in like groups, you know.
Yeah.
Like, when they make you work with different people and we're like, we don't have the same energy.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it is.
I'm at AFTER currently, so I know your struggle.
Wait,
there,
you at AFTER right now?
Yeah, I'm in third year right now.
Oh, like, damn, bro, like, I hated it.
Yeah. Like, are you doing film too, bro?
I'm doing film too. I'm doing data management and color grading.
Is it? How's it going?
Oh, dude, it's so dope. Like, the color grading part and the data management part is fucking incredible.
Okay.
But there are huge clashes when it comes to, like, then forcing
working
you to work with people.
Right.
But now at third year, you get to choose your peeps.
Okay.
You know, you, like, go to the cinematography class. You know, like, I like that guy. He works well.
Yeah.
Come onto my crew. So it's a little easier than first year.
How did you get to third year, bro? I couldn't do, like, 2 months.
It was a struggle, bro. And like, yo, dude, I've been wanting to make my own stuff for like a while, and I started making it like in matric.
Okay.
I made like little short films and whatnot. Mm. And I just couldn't do that stuff whilst I was at AFTA. It's just too intensive. You
okay.
know, the studies are just too intensive. But you know, now that I'm done, with Millennials, we've got our own production company, so we are trying to make some stuff.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I should check it out. You're like my hero,
for
bro.
Sure, dude.
Until you kind of segue into my next question. So, where do you make a career out of what you're doing? Am I correct? So
100%.
Do you guys have like companies that you set up to do it, or is it just you are your brand and what and your talents are what come with that brand? Am I making sense here?
Yeah, you're making sense. I think with me it was a thing of when I first started doing this, I didn't want people to know it was me. I just wanted to be like a ghost company from America that does this shit. So I was like, I don't want people to know it's me, because I just had this whole thing that as soon as people know that it's just you that does this whole thing, it shifts. Like, it's not they don't see that much value in it anymore. So I just felt like I wanted it to seem like it was a bunch of white folks in America doing this thing, like, you know. But then I think it had to kind of move from that, you know. We got to be real. I'm here.
Yeah, we got
to I'm
evolve.
Trying to work on this full time, so we trying to like get it out there. I've got a couple of big clients, you know, like Major League. I've worked with Major League Aries. Who else?
Zinzi.
So I did a couple of things for them. There's a lot of people interested, like a whole lot of people interested.
Even
so,
me, shit, I might go buy some sneakers today.
Yeah, word. So it's just that whole thing, bro. That's just how I'm moving. I'm moving as the Vain Club. That's like my artistic shit. And
we
got the Grammar Zinzi shit as well. And I'm trying to push myself as an artist by myself, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, bro, it's just believing in what you can do and just go for it, you know what I'm saying?
That's crazy, man. So other than painting on shoes and clothes, what other artistic mediums do you dabble in?
I can do murals on walls. I can do anything you can think of. Anything inorganic.
This guy's like a cooler version of Adair.
Yeah, basically. I was about to say the same thing. I wish Adair was here to hear that even.
Fact. Yeah, yeah. So that's anything can, like, bro, your laptop, anything, bro. Literally. Headphones,
okay.
Whatever.
Oh, yeah,
boys.
Okay. We got plans, dog. Yeah. We got things to do, dog. All right, Mr. Videographer.
What's good?
What other creative fields do you dabble in?
Just videos.
Just video.
I live, eat, shit, videos.
So you live and breathe it. That's you. But I mean, you gotta be a master at something, dog.
No,
so
I'm all about the craft. I'm all about the propaganda, you know. Yeah, I make people believe what I want them to believe.
Nice.
That's what I'm about.
And you do that through video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the most one of the most powerful mediums out there.
All right. Right, yeah. So do you want to evolve into like filming movies and or you want to stick in the music video stream or like short films or
yo,
what?
The thing is, like, I like short term things, you know. Like I don't want to sit on a set for a whole year. Like, there's no ways I'm doing that.
He's looking at me like been through that, bro. Yo,
like, I can't do that, bro. I like short things. Keep it short.
So stuff you can get done quickly. What about like short films?
Yeah, I can do a short film.
I think some music videos fall under the short film category.
Yeah.
I think I can do a short film if I have like great actors. You know,
that's the big thing.
I don't want to sit down and write a whole script. I want someone else to do that.
Bring it to life.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's cool.
But like me sitting and writing stuff down, yo, I don't even read, bro. So I can't do any of that.
Shit. All right, so I got a couple more questions for y'all, but we are going to take a quick music break. Yo, I've got a fire song lined up for you. Oh, shit, I put it on the... never mind, I didn't. My bad. All right, y'all, so I got Casablanca Freestyle by Armani White. Yo, Jensen song bangs. All right, we'll be right back.
You feel me?
This is CliffCentral.com.
Yeah. All right, shit, that song was hard, eh? And you know that was a freestyle, dude. Dog, that was a fucking freestyle. You went straight off the dome,
dude.
That was produced by, I don't know if you guys know Sango. Do you know Sango?
Heard of him.
Yo, boy, guys, at Daisy's, that nigga performed the best set I've seen in my entire life since ever. Been grooving since 15, and that was the best set I've ever seen. That motherfucker killed it, dude. Like, he had the whole crowd bumping, grinding, going crazy. Anyways, but enough of that. Let's get back to the talent. All right, so you guys are part of the whole Internet Wave squad, Internet Wave crew. Am I correct?
We cool with them.
False.
No, not false.
I think we're, look, man, we just all grew up in the same neighborhood, so we all cool with each other. We all know each other. Yeah, but I wouldn't like say Internet Wave is like a record deal, you know?
Yeah.
They squad, and we got our own thing going on, but we all cool, man.
It's okay, like, look, let me tell you how we are in connection.
Yeah.
I shoot their music videos.
Yeah, because Timon's the one who put me, the homie Timon's the one who put me in touch with you guys. So I thought, I thought it was like more like a creative collective type of thing. But it's just a group of friends, right?
I bring everybody I work with together.
Mm.
That's how I work. Mm. So if I happen to work with you guys, then you guys are going to be part of them.
Damn, that's right. So you're one of those people who just brings people together.
I'm like Mandela right now.
All right, gosh.
But that's what I love about the creative industries. Everyone's got that like similar mindset.
True.
Yeah, it's like us with like the collective and Timmy's thing and what is those guys in town.
I don't know.
Those guys.
Those guys.
Oh, yeah. Cerebral. Yeah. Shit.
Nah, I just think like the whole thing connects to each other in one way or another. You feel me? So
yeah, I think as much as we all connect, right? I don't think artists should like hang with each other. I don't know if you guys are gonna understand.
musicians.
Yeah, I don't think they should like chill together. Like if you direct videos and I direct videos, like we can like meet up and like learn from each other. But it shouldn't be like too much.
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying.
I see what you mean. Is it because maybe you feel like then you know they kind of start doing
overpowering?
This, the same
yeah, not the same
it's
thing.
It's like a battle of the egos type of thing. Clash
it
of the
gets
egos.
There. It gets there. It's either it gets there or we both start to settle.
Yeah, that's what I was getting.
You're good.
At.
Like, I'm good. Yeah. Let's chill.
It sounds like you're talking about
it kind of stunts growth.
I'm experiencing a whole lot of that right now.
For real?
Yeah, like a lot of girls are blowing us up because of the whole show thing.
Mm.
So now I'm starting to like settle down. Like, okay, everybody likes me now. You know what I'm saying?
Which is not good. Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Couldn't you say that goes both ways? Because I mean, like, it could either. I'm sure there's gonna be a point where it just motivates you when you're like, fuck, all these heaters are blowing up my phone. Let's do that thing.
You know what's the thing? You can't be in connection with everybody. You know, because everybody wants a piece of you now.
Yeah.
You know, sure. Imagine being blown up by five people at once and they all want the same thing.
Sure.
And now they're all telling you the same thing, like you're so unreliable.
Yeah.
I get that from everybody.
Yeah. You can't help everybody.
You
can't
be
with everybody.
You can't.
That's true. It's a fact.
Damn. Dude.
So I'm learning.
Yeah, you live and you learn, though. Yeah. But I mean, that's why we build. It's why we grow. It's how we grow, right?
Exactly.
Like these scenarios where we don't know what the fuck we're doing and you learn why you're doing it, dude.
No, as soon as you start growing, just get a manager who's going to tell everybody to fuck off.
What about getting like an assistant to just manage the things better?
As long as it's not you telling people directly to fuck off.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying?
Damn straight.
There has to be someone doing it for you so that they look bad.
Yeah,
and you gotta look good all the time.
Yeah. See, that's actually something we've experienced with this show, dude. Because we always get people blowing us up trying to be on the show.
That's what I'm saying.
Or
like
they'll
about
send us, they'll send us their EPs, and sometimes the stuff is just trash, dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like I mean, we have certain quality standards with the show. We don't want useless people on, because then what's the point? It's not just
the point?
For anyone and everyone. There's actually a point to the show. It's about showcasing the talent. So it's hella hard to just say to someone like, no, you're not good enough. So there was a period where me and him even had like a mini argument about it, where I was like, no, we can't tell people they're not good enough. But I realized if you don't tell them no, they'll keep coming back, dude.
They will.
They'll keep blowing up your phone. They'll keep sending
you messages. They're in our DMs, dude. Like, bro, like
it's hectic.
Like I finished replying to all the DMs, and this on our business account.
Okay.
Refresh, bam, there's 5 more, dude. And like Kanisa says, a lot of them, you know, don't cut it. And like it's difficult to be like. And then, you know, you get messages like saying, like, okay, are you guys going to rep my song or what? And, like, I don't know what to say to that.
Dude, it's tough, man.
You need a manager.
Yeah, shit, we do.
And he's going to be like, you know what, buddy, you suck. Come back next time.
Or you guys can just be dicks.
That's the thing. I'm way too good.
No, you can't. You guys can't be dicks.
Nah,
you guys are the face.
Exactly.
Nah, I think a radio personality can be whoever the fuck they want to be. to whoever the fuck they want to be. Because you guys have a platform that they can't take from you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's your platform and you like run the shit. So nobody can tell you what to do.
Damn.
Shit, I wish I had that headphone.
To all the rappers listening, hey man, y'all better like, you know,
you lame ass rappers can lay off.
Shape up or ship out, motherfucker.
Yeah, no, but I mean, I'm a dick for sports. It's so much fun. Sometimes I don't mind telling people no, but it just gets tiring, dude. It really gets exhausting, you know.
Yeah.
And how do we get to the point where we don't have these trash people messaging us?
I think you guys need to get like a person that does all that stuff for you guys.
I think so, man. I mean, but also like because we're young entrepreneurs, because there's more to this millennials thing than just the show. The show is an extension of our platform and what we do, you know.
Cool.
So because we're business owners, we're trying to do it ourselves, you know. Or not like we're trying to do it ourselves. We are doing it ourselves because we're building a business at the end of the day.
A few of them.
So I mean, even I think the way I feel about it now is, even if it means I have to tell some people to F off every now and again,
you gotta do it.
You know, you gotta do it. Now, I have a couple more questions for y'all. Right. We have time. We were supposed to have another guest.
Yeah, he's running 10 minutes late. Shit. And in 10 minutes the show ends. So
we're taking that.
You guys got the rest of the segment.
Alright. Now, talking about brand building, right?
Yeah.
How do you guys want the world to see the brand that is you guys? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, how do you... This is your opportunity to tell the world exactly how you want to be seen. And that... Tell them that you fuck shit up. You're here to stay. You're here to do it.
This is the time for propaganda.
I want to be seen like Walt Disney.
Yeah.
You know, I named my company after my own name, right? And a whole lot of people tell me, no, you can't do that because it's so personal. You get what I'm saying?
Us? I said that. Like, don't cover me sideways, nigga.
No, but like, Walt Disney called himself Walt Disney.
Yeah.
So why can't I do it?
Dude, literally like 85% of companies worldwide are the founders'
Gucci.
Names.
Yeah.
Gucci, Dolce & Gabbana,
Saatchi. But people don't believe you can call your company after your name.
Bro. But that's stupid because literally you are your brand.
Exactly.
Right?
You are your brand. So why name it anything else than exactly what you are?
Just to add on to that, that whole thing, that me saying that came from a situation that he was in.
Okay.
So he deals with everybody as himself, right? Mm-hmm. So he's only the, what, like 22?
Manager.
He's 22 years old. You can imagine a 50-year-old lady or nigga giving a 21-year-old so much money. It just seems like what are you going to do with all this money?
Yeah.
I'm not going to give you all this money. I just suggested, look, if you make it seem that you're running a business and you ain't the boss, you got bosses that are bossing you, you just the worker. They're gonna give you that money without a hassle.
Yeah, like we understand that. Dog.
Yeah, that's just where that whole thing came from, though.
Yeah. I mean, I do actually understand that, you know. But like, there's a thing 50 Cent always says. He says you don't have to go to Harvard. You just have to hire someone who went to Harvard. For real.
Yeah.
So even if it's your name, no matter what, if these people reached out to you because they want what you've got, exactly what you were saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I mean, they must either get over it or move on out, dude. You're a hot commodity. Own that shit, dude.
True.
All right, you take it away, Bex. What tell us about you, the brand you want the world to perceive?
Yo, dude, I just like want to be a great. I'm a great dude. I'm a great motherfucker, man. Basically, I see how like look. If I had to use I don't want to use a person, but I'll use a person.
Virgil Abloh.
Yeah.
That's my idol. Yeah.
I'd say I want to be recognized as big, if not bigger, as Virgil. Because, I mean, everybody just respects even the dumbest things he does. I don't like the off-white shoes. I just find them as, like, this nigga just put his name there and, like, a little... Words and everybody's losing their mind.
Painted like a thing onto the
shoes, and everyone's losing their minds. So I think I want to be a household name like that.
It's
man.
All about branding.
Exactly.
At the end of the day,
it's the brand behind
marketing
it.
As well.
Mm-hmm. He can do anything he wants. He can piss on the shoe, and we're gonna buy that shoe.
Yeah. So my basically,
dog, right? That's fucked up, but it's true, dude.
It is
because he just stamps his name and like it's some off-white thing, and he put words like that, and they sell like hotcakes.
Have you guys seen the sneak the cleats though? The soccer boots.
Yes.
Or the new ones.
Those are trash.
No, yo.
Those are trash.
That is just your opinion.
I mean, different strokes for different folks, right?
I guess.
Let me tell you something, right? As artists, we cannot hate on other artists. you know, because they're doing what they know.
Yeah.
So you stick to what you know, don't focus on other people and say they're making trash because he's making more money than you.
Trash. Making,
there it is. At the end of the day, he's like, making more, he's making more money than you, bro.
Yeah. Right. So that means trash. You're the one making trash.
Exactly.
No, but you're very right. And I think another point about that is you must never compare your journey to somebody else's.
Don't do that.
Like, everyone's on their own path. Everyone's doing their own thing. You must just have, like you said, you must have people you look up to.
Yeah.
Not rather that you look up to. You must have people that you want to be better than. I think. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't think
people you can use as a reference.
If you try use people like you want to be better than that guy, right? Now you're already putting limits. Because if he's went this far, that means you're just trying to go, like, a step further.
Just there.
That's a limit right there.
I mean, yeah, I get kind of. But, I mean, maybe I think the way I see it is because the thing my mom always says to me is, we stand on the shoulders of giants. Okay. And basically what that saying means is we don't have to... Basically, what we do is we build on what's been done before us.
True.
You know, so that's what I mean when I say it's someone you want to be better than. So
okay.
If Virgil Abloh is doing all of this, I want to do 2, 3, 4 times as much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and
it's like you said earlier, it's all the frame of mind, dog. The mind is a powerful, powerful weapon.
True.
You must use that shit properly.
Yeah.
So, last couple of questions.
Cool.
I want to ask you guys, please tell all the people who are listening, because you guys are both, you've established yourselves, you're making a name for yourselves, you're doing big, big, big things.
Okay.
So, inspire the people listening. If they want to get to where you are, what should they do? What steps should they take?
Okay, I think you should, like, just focus on yourself, right? Because as much as I was in school, right?
Yeah.
I used to, like, study hard outside of school. So I'd get home, instead of like going to party, I'd still read about like what they taught us in cinematography.
Okay.
And try to find out way more about it.
Yeah.
And then I'd try apply it by myself. That's how I know how to like edit, shoot, and do everything by myself. So like just keep practicing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And YouTube is like
YouTube
a free
University
school, bro.
Is a real thing. Dude.
It's a real thing. And like another thing, like don't ever beg other artists to put you on because they don't care about you. Trust me, I used to believe, like, I would sit down and be like, yo, I can't wait to work with Casper, you know. But he's not there, he's thinking about more money, and you trying to get there.
The thing is, you're his tool,
you know, to get more money,
and that's cool. But then you can ride off of that, you can be like, I did this for this guy, for the next guy, you know,
I mean, but how many other tools are there that he can use?
Yeah,
there's
so
many.
Just establish yourself.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know? Make a name for yourself until they're coming to you,
not the other way around.
Exactly.
Yeah. I just say that, look, there's a lot of goons in varsity going through a very rough patch right now.
Yeah.
And if your mind is not there and you know what you want to do, don't think about it too much. Just do it. A lot of people just spend too much time making proposing to people and stuff like. Leave all that stuff for later, man. Just do the damn thing.
Yeah, and you've got time.
Just do we're young, bro. And I think the thing is, a lot of pressure comes from our parents, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, things were different for them. They don't know what radio, they don't think that these things that we do today are a real thing. Like, if you're not working in a proper office space, you're not doing the right thing.
Exactly.
You
know?
You just gotta show your parents, make them understand. You can't blame them. You just gotta make them understand and show them other people that are doing what you're trying to do.
Because then one day,
show them money.
When you have the office to fill with people working for you,
bro, we trying to own those buildings, bro.
Damn straight, And I feel like a lot of our parents, they don't see things in the media and entertainment sphere as careers.
Exactly.
It's hard, you know.
Yeah.
It's not one of those things you can just study for and you're guaranteed a job.
True.
But I mean, if we look at the economy the way it's set out,
53%
of university graduates are unemployed. So we need to create a mindset where we build for ourselves instead of going to other people and working for them and building someone else's dream. Hire people to build yours, man.
Word.
Yeah.
We don't even have that much time.
You were gonna say?
I was gonna say, like, our parents lack understanding.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm.
And from a black background, if you show them money, they'll try understand what you're doing. But if there's no money, I'm sorry.
It's difficult for
I'm sorry.
Exactly.
They don't care.
They don't care. Go back to uni.
Yeah, cause shit. Yeah. I'm like chilling like the whole week, hey, doing nothing, sleeping.
Oh, now everybody knows.
Yeah, everybody knows. I sleep like the whole week, bro.
But that's like the field you're in, you know. Yeah. Like you're not busy all the time.
Every day, but one day's worth of work can be someone's salary. Exactly. Just like
that's
that.
The thing, dude. Like, I mean, if you can sleep the whole week and make up for that week in one day, then who the fuck is anyone to tell you that you're doing it wrong?
That's a great business
model. For real, man. That's a great business.
My whole family wants to live like me.
You see, they look
at me every day like, what the fuck is going on with you? Nigga just woke up at 11.
Goes to stand and gets Gucci shoes coming back.
Nah, that's crazy. Alright, unfortunately, that is all we have time for. It was such a pleasure having you guys here, too. For real, incredible pleasure.
This was amazing.
It was fun, man. We fucks with y'all. We fucks with what you're doing. Keep doing it. Keep fighting the good old fight. Tell people where they can find you on social media, websites, Instagram, all of that stuff.
Okay, I'm only on Instagram, and my handle is MoraleBra. Yeah.
Cool. So I'm on Instagram, BHX.KS. The Vain Club. Vain Club on Instagram. We have a website, TheVainClub.co.za.
Yeah.
And watch our reality show on YouTube.
Gram with Zinzi on YouTube. Your girlfriend watches it.
Only ladies, please. Our fans are 90% ladies.
Yeah, we can prove that.
Shit, you guys should have a gathering of all these ladies and see what's up.
Damn. We have that all the time, bro. Just us and ladies.
All right, guys. Fuck, another spectacular show. From us here at the Millennial Gen, man, we wish you guys love, light, happiness. We'll be back next week with more fire.
And we have moved to Thursdays at 12 o'clock, not 12:30.
But that,
as I made that mistake
before. But that doesn't matter, because you just need to listen to our podcast. They are all available online. This one is probably going to be up in like the next hour or so. So, guys, we out.
Shout out to you guys. You guys are dope.
Thanks, man. Right. We appreciate that. We appreciate having you. So, I got one more song to get us going. It's a banger. It's Combination by Wedding Crashers. Have you guys heard it?
No.
He's about to hear it now.
Alright, for me, Kanye Palmer, on all types of social media, we are out.
Cheerio.
This is CliffCentral.com.